Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A striking picture of people in wheelchairs on the front of the Irish Independent. This is obviously the Friedrich's Ataxia and the campaigners calling for funding approval for the drug Skyclarys. And we have a picture there of Emily Felix, Niamh Herbert outside or on the street in Dublin yesterday, pushing for the approval of funding for the drug Skyclarys here. Luke O'Neill, I see, is writing in the Irish Independent that the drug is not a silver bullet, but it is the best option for those with Friedrich's ataxia. We'll have a lot more on this later on today at News Talk, continuing its coverage of this campaign. And there's a big crunch meeting tomorrow, so we shall see what happens. Lots about waiting lists in the papers today. It's a real Monday in August story. So we have a couple of different waiting list features. The first one, main story, Irish Independent. The vast majority of creches have waiting lists of over a year, and the average monthly fee is now €845 before state subsidies apply. So the Irish Independent has been working the phones, surveying 142 creches, and they found 117 of them have waiting lists of more than a year. So tricky one for families, even if they can afford childcare. Now there's a big waiting list. You nearly at the moment of conception now have to go into a creche and say, we're thinking of having a child, can we put the name down? Some creches say they have more than 200 children looking for a place. Then the other waiting list story is from the Irish Daily Mail. And it says more than 118,000 patients are waiting longer than a year for hospital care. This is scheduled hospital care at the end of 2025. And that includes 9,500 people who have been waiting more than 3 years for hospital care. These are internal briefing documents, which the Mail seems to get access to a lot. But these are briefing documents meant for the Minister, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, which showed the number of patients waiting 3 years or more on hospital waiting lists jumped by 4.2%. And as we say, in total, 118,000 people waiting over a year for care. Just coincidentally, I'm waiting 2 years for a colonoscopy result. Had the procedure, but I'm waiting 2 years for the result. And I got a letter last week to see, am I still interested, if you don't mind, in getting the result and having an appointment. And I scanned a QR code and say, yeah, I'm still interested, but sure, could be waiting another year for that. The Irish Sun, suspect for murder found dead. So this is the body of JD Christine Pereira Rosa was found on Friday morning in Limerick. But now we've the news that a man has been found dead hours after Gardaí suspect that he murdered her in Limerick. This is the body of Judas Mar Wesley Batista, who was found in Cork on Friday night. And earlier that day, JD was found stabbed to death at her apartment after she failed to show for work. The Irish Examiner on the front page says that Gardaí are being asked to investigate a barrage of messages. It's quite a strange one. A barrage of messages targeting the Indian community last year. And it seems like these are orchestrated messages coming from America to Indians living in Ireland. But they were so serious that they had to call off the annual day of celebration for fear of attacks. So now they want a big investigation to confirm if this is all part of an orchestrated campaign to foment anti-Indian sentiment in Ireland. These were a series of calls and social media posts made to the Ireland India Council, as well as to high profile people in the Indian community. And it all led to India Day being postponed last year. But more than 90% of the calls seem to have happened at 4 a.m. and they look like they came from America. The council has said that this year's event will go ahead next weekend. But quite a frightening story there. Also, I see on the front of the Irish Examiner, nearly a quarter of women often miss work due to menstrual symptoms. This is a new survey, the first of its kind in Ireland, looking at the impact of hormonal health across women in full-time employment. And as I say, nearly a quarter of women have to miss work due to menstrual symptoms. And that's research from the Menopause Hub. Over 1 in 3 women who did not disclose a menstrual health issue at work said it was because there was no clear workplace policy in place. So women feel they can't even tell their employer what's going on but have to miss work. The Irish Times: wrong way driving on motorways is out of control, Gardaí have warned, because there's been a 32% increase in the number of incidents detected this year. So there's something going on. Some would suggest it's because of the social media trend. Cars have been detected driving the wrong way down the motorway 62 times so far this year. And that compares with 47 such incidents at the same time last year. So the Garda Representative Association says these figures show that the numbers or the perpetrators are out of control. It's no longer a trend. It's a clear and present threat to every road user in the country. And funny he says that, because certainly I'm someone who's on the road very early in the morning. I am sort of keeping an eye on the motorway exits when I'm driving, because we're all probably afraid of these incidents now. And then, of course, we happened that awful, awful incident that happened in England over the weekend as well. Also in the Irish Times, they're looking at the Irish giving out. And I see that Rathwood was the most complained about company in Ireland in the first 6 months of the year. All told, Rathwood was identified in 737 calls made to the CCPC between January and June. Then it's Ryanair, then it's Sky, then it's Currys, and then it's Harvey Normans. So you can read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. Times of London front page is more about Meghan Markle. Apparently conversations between Meghan Markle and Guy Ritchie about a role in his Gangsters series were leaked to bolster her acting credentials. Reading the papers this morning, it looks like it's not really guaranteed that she's getting this acting role, but more, the news was leaked as part of a PR strategy by Harry and Meghan. So, of course, it was widely reported that she was holding talks about appearing in the Netflix show. But maybe that isn't so true. But you read more about that on the Times of London. Inside the papers then, I see a new survey that 2/3 of homeowners would consider offering up a room in their house for a college student. So we're in August, and obviously it's panic stations for some students trying to find accommodation. But the Examiner has a survey from the Department of Higher Education which shows 82% of under 35s who own a house. Now, that's a rare enough figure in Ireland these days, but if you're lucky enough to be under 35 and own a house, 82% of them would consider renting out a room, earn a few bob, and they seem to quite enjoy it. But in general, 63% of people who have a spare room and live within 5 kilometres of a college would consider offering up accommodation. Some are worried about having a stranger in their home, but actually, according to the survey, people who do this and have had students in their house report that it's actually quite a positive experience. Staying with young people, final story comes from the Mail, and it seems like young people aren't drinking red wine. Well, of course, we're told that young people barely drink anyway anymore, but they're certainly not drinking red wine. So now scientists have come up with a solution. They're putting sweeteners in red wine. So they got 119 young people and gave them red wine with various different amounts of sweetener, and they found that they actually enjoy the sweeter tasting red wine. I think it's my sister drinks red wine with Coke. I know that's a drink as well, because apparently younger people don't like the bitter taste of red wine. I don't like the way it leaves your tongue feeling, to be honest. So maybe the sweetener is the option. People preferred it because it was softer and fruitier, while red wine was more likely to be considered acidic, bitter and bland. So something people may consider if they want to maybe have some red wine at some stage. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.